The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Good afternoon. J.R. Moore here, sitting in for Mr. John Stapmiller on Monday, the 20th day of June. Well, Mr. Stapmiller asked me to fill in for him. He had some things he had to take care of this evening, so I told him I would step in and take over the National Intelligence Report here from 6 to 8 p.m. on Central Time. In the news today, we have another member of the Religion of Peace blow himself up at the Brussels Central Railway Station, Brussels, Belgium, just after he screamed and shouted out, Aloha snack bar, or Aloha Akbar. God is the greatest. How about that? Now, most American Muslims are deceived. They believe that they have joined the Religion of Peace. They really do believe that. Otherwise, why would they? Because they're Americans and they want to do the right thing for the right reasons. The Religion of Peace, where I think we can all safely conclude that Saudi Arabia represents Islam, at least one form of Islam in its purest form. It is a monarchy. They did, in fact, outlaw slavery when I was in high school. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, when John Moore was in high school, as recently as John Moore being in high school, human beings were openly bought and sold in Saudi Arabia, our ally. How about that? A country where Islam proclaims that if a woman drives an automobile, she will be arrested, she will be put in jail. If you attempt to talk to a Muslim about Christianity, you will be committing a crime. If a Muslim in Saudi Arabia converts to Christianity, that person is committing a crime also. And of course, there's other aspects of Islam, such as the oldest and most respected Muslim university is in Cairo, Egypt, way more than 1,000 years old. When the military junta took over from the Muslim, Mubarak, who was running the country. Now, you need to keep in mind, the officer corps of Egypt, almost all of them have spent a lot of time in the United States, land of American Express cards, McDonald's, and Holiday Inns. How about that? The military junta ordered this Muslim university to stop teaching that cannibalism was just a dandy thing and part of Islam and should be practiced. So 9 out of 10 Muslims on this planet, which is about 900 million people, they do believe they're part of the Religion of Peace and they are peaceful people. About 10%, that would be, because there's more than a billion Muslims, that would be more than 100 million men and women. They believe in Sharia law. They believe in throwing homosexuals off the roofs of buildings. They believe in stoning women to death if they do the wrong thing, murdering teenage daughters if they date a boy without permission of the father, and on and on and on. That's what ISIS believes. That's what the Taliban believes. It's about 10%. That's what it is, about 10%. So the 90% of peaceful Muslims, quite frankly, don't matter. They don't. Look at Russia. Look at Russia. And there was never more than 2% of Russians that were communists. Never more than 2%. However, that 2% took over the country, and they murdered 20 million of their own countrymen. Look at Mao Zedong in China. There was never more than 2 or 3% of Chinese who became communists. They murdered, and the estimates vary, between 50 and 70 million of their fellow countrymen. So the peaceful majority of Chinese did not matter. The peaceful majority of the Russians did not matter. The Germans get credited with having Adolf Hitler being the most evil man on the planet. Well, if you measure evil by how many people were murdered, Adolf Hitler was a rather amateur compared to our ally, Russia, and the communist Chinese. The majority of men in the German army in World War II did not have a clue about what was going on in the concentration camps. Did not have a clue. The majority of German people did not have a clue what was going on. In fact, following the war, General Eisenhower ordered members of the German army, the former German army, to go to sit down and watch films of the liberated concentration camps so they could see for themselves. They didn't know. They simply did not know. So getting back to the religion of peace, you need to study it for yourself. There's billboards being posted talking about what Muhammad is held up as the perfect man. And Muslims want to emulate him and live their life as closely as they can to their prophet, the perfect man, who personally committed murder, who personally committed rape, who married a 7-year-old girl, but he did the right thing. He did not have sex with her until she was 9 years old. He was a pedophile. That's part of their religion, and Muslim men still marry 9-year-old girls and 7- and 8-year-old girls. They do that right now in 2017. I've seen the photographs, you may have also, of these adult men with these pretty little girls in their wedding dress, walking hand in hand with their new husband or husband-to-be. I don't know if the photographs were taken before or after the ceremony. There's a lot there. There's a lot there to learn. You need to educate yourself. I've attempted to read Quran. It's one of the most convoluted, difficult-to-read books I've ever ran across. And reading is my passion. I love to read. It truly is my passion. I personally own hundreds of books. I got my first Kindle. I thought, man, this is really neat. I can have as many as 3,000 books on this little thing. It's not as big as a full-size novel. How amazing is that? If you have a question or comment, we do have open lines here at 800-313-9443. One gentleman I know, he claims to be a Muslim, and we were having lunch one day, and he had a bacon cheeseburger. I guess he believes he's part of the Muslim sect that eats pork. I didn't know there was such a thing, but he's a native-born American, former Marine, great guy. I mean, I love this guy to death, and he does claim to be a Muslim, and he did, in fact, have a bacon cheeseburger right across the table from me. I don't know what sect of Islam eats pork, but that's exactly what he did, was have a bacon cheeseburger. God bless him. I don't know. I'm going to Europe in 4 weeks. I get on that big silver bird the 19th of July. Mr. Stadtmiller was not aware that I'm being awarded the Prague Peace Prize. He said, John, it's about time somebody from this network got some recognition for what they do. I said, yeah, John, I think so. I do think so. Network's been around 13 years. I've been with them 12 years. I don't know if anybody has been with Republic Broadcasting on air as an on-air personality longer than myself. Of course, Mr. Stadtmiller has, obviously. But July 19th, I go to Prague, Czech Republic, to be awarded the Prague Peace Prize. There's details at my website at thelibertyman.com. Mr. Stadtmiller was not aware of that. He He says he has late nights. He doesn't listen to my show in the morning because he does have late nights. So he was glad to hear that, and he's very congratulatory, and I thanked him for that. The Prague Peace Prize came as a complete surprise to me. I did not know it was going to be awarded to me. I was contacted by Alexandra Berg, the woman who's organizing this thing, and she made the offer. She said, John, if you want to be awarded this prize, you have to come to Prague. And I said, okay, I can do that. I was looking at some YouTube videos of Prague earlier this afternoon, and it is a beautiful city. As far as I know, Prague escaped pretty much all the destruction that happened in other major cities in Europe during World War II. A beautiful ancient city. The Prague Castle is right there at the top of the hill near the main part of the city. I probably will have the opportunity to see it. I'm not sure what community. I haven't looked up the CZ, that's Charlie Zebra Firearms Factory yet. They've been manufacturing firearms for about 300 years. And I do look forward to getting a tour of that place if time allows, and it's not too far away. I may also have other speaking engagements in Europe. We'll see. I'll be doing presentations translated into the Czech language, German, Polish, Swedish, French, and it'll be a fun time. I've never been to Europe, and I am looking forward to this trip. Getting back to what happened in Brussels. You know, it's something I found out, and it answered a lot of questions. How do you convince people to strap on a vest and blow themselves up? How do you do that? My goodness, how do you convince people to strap explosives to themselves so they can be instantly in heaven with 72 virgins? When I found out the following, it answers some of the questions in my mind. Now, one of the things that Muhammad advocates, and since Muhammad advocated it, the Muslims worldwide do the same thing, he advocated, the Quran advocates, marrying your first cousin. Now, if you do that once, one generation, there's a dramatic chance that you'll have reduced IQ, birth defects, and insanity if you do it just one generation. Well, they've been doing it more than 1,000 years. You figure up 4 generations per year. That's a lot of generations. The average Muslim IQ is about 70, which is borderline retarded. You know, ladies and gentlemen, it's a lot easier to convince a young man or a young woman to blow themselves up if they have a borderline IQ. Now, an average IQ of 70 means half or below and half or above. It means there's as many people with a 55 IQ as there is with a 80 or 85 IQ. That's pretty dismal. The rates of inbreeding vary from country to country. Pakistan is one of the worst, by the way, but they all have a sizable percentage of their population is inbred. First cousins marrying generation after generation after generation. Now, here in the West, we have keep track of records. England is a modern country which keeps excellent records. 2% of all the babies born in England, 2 out of 100, have birth defects. Now, that's about what you would expect. There's a however coming. However, half of all the babies born that have birth defects are Pakistani descent, have Pakistani parents. And the Pakistanis are a tiny minority of people having babies in England. Growing, but still small. Cousins marrying cousins. Now, how do you convince somebody who's got a 55 or 60 IQ to blow themselves up? Well, first of all, you tell them that they're going to be a hero. They're going to be a hero for Islam. They're going to be a hero for their community. There's usually a financial incentive, not for the bomber, of course, because they won't be around, but their parents, their family, will get a stipend, a monthly income for the rest of their lives. Plus, of course, the cherry on top of the sundae, the 72 virgins. Now, it took me a while to find out just who are these 72 virgins. Well, here's who they are. First of all, they're 9-year-old girls. They have large pointed breasts. They never urinate, never defecate, never get pregnant, and every time they have sex, at the completion of the deed, they return to being a virgin forever. That's who the 72 virgins are. Now, you might ask, well, what do the women get when they blow themselves up? Great question, John. What do the women get? Well, here's what the women get. They get to be one of the 72 virgins, which means they convert to being 9 years old, with large pointed breasts, that never urinate, never defecate, never get pregnant. And every time they have sex, forever, they convert back to being a virgin at the end of the deed. Isn't that special? Isn't that special? Aloha Akbar. Aloha Snack Bar, as my friend Tim Spencer would say. Do you listen to Tim's show, by the way? Tim Spencer, my webmaster, my friend, his show here on Republic Broadcasting is at 10 a.m. to noon on Saturdays. It's a great show. He talks about all kinds of things. A lot of his show has to do with a hobby farm, and he's been at it for 25 years, so there isn't much he hasn't done regarding a hobby farm. And, of course, he did move to the Arkansas-Missouri Ozarks because of the map that's on my DVD. Tim Spencer is the only Navy veteran who has agreed to speak publicly about seeing the map of North America with new coastlines. And I know a lot of you don't listen to my show, and that's fine, but at my website, thelibertyman.com, we have a program going on that involves my listeners, and this program has to do with locating images of continents with new coastlines that are different than they are right now. And let's see, we got a caller on hold here. We got Sherry in Kansas. Good morning, Sherry.
It's not morning, John.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's habit. What can I say, Sherry? It's habit.
Hey, John, have you
thought
about...
Well, it's morning somewhere. It's morning.
Yeah, that's true. Have you thought about taking a detour to Bosnia while you're over there in Europe to see those pyramids?
I don't know what I would want to see in Bosnia offhand. I would like to go to Switzerland, and I would like to go to England.
Well, the pyramids. That guy is...
The Valley
I heard of Sarah Westall interview the guy that's excavating those pyramids, and that's why I was asking Professor McKinney about it.
I would like to fly over them as well, because you can't, from the ground, they just look like hills. If I had access to the digs, because the digs take place in the summertime, that would be a great side trip, and I don't know if that would be possible or not.
Well, they are letting people, he's got a lot of volunteers, and I tell you what you ought to do is, if you just go to Sarah Westall's site and search for Bosnian pyramids, you'll find an article.
Well, they have their own website that I visit periodically. I haven't looked at it for probably better year, but the archaeologists have their own website for the Valley of the Pyramids there in Bosnia. Here's what we're talking about, ladies and gentlemen. Sherry and I know what we're talking about. Up until a very few years ago, when the tallest building in the world was built in Dubai, it's a hotel, way more than 1,000 feet tall. The tallest human-made building on the planet was the pyramid in the Valley of the Pyramids. And it's still the second tallest building on the planet. I don't believe, Sherry, mainstream archaeology has yet accepted a fact, and as far as I can tell, it is a fact, that those pyramids are human-built. They're not natural hills, which people for several thousand years thought they were natural hills. Anything else, Sherry?
No, that was just a suggestion because it sounded like he was allowing people to go there.
Well, that's great, and I would like to be able to do so. Thank you for the call. We got a break. We'll be right back.
The weekend of June 24th, more than 40,000 ham radio operators across North America will head for the hills during their annual Field Day event. Field Day is Ham Radio's open house, where hams showcase the science, skill, and service ham radio brings to our communities. Ham radio is making, creating, communicating, and fun. Ham radio is for everyone, including you. Come visit a Field Day site near you. Learn more at arrl.org/fieldday.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
The weekend of June 24th, more than 40,000 ham radio operators across North America will head for the hills during their annual Field Day event. Field Day is Ham Radio's open house, where hams showcase the science, skill, and service ham radio brings to our communities. Ham radio is making, creating, communicating, and fun. Ham radio is for everyone, including you. Come visit a Field Day site near you. Learn more at arrl.org/fieldday.
All right, we are back. Let's jump with Gerald Moore here, sitting up for Mr. Statmiller on Monday the 20th. No, it is Tuesday, excuse me. Tuesday, the 20th of June. We could certainly use your donations here at Republic Broadcasting. There is a number to call if you would like to call in and make your donation. That's 800-724-2719, extension 3. And that's from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. Actually, extension 1 from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. You can talk to Julie. And, of course, the address is at Republic Broadcasting's website. If you just want to write a check and drop it in the mail. Taking your questions, calls, and comments at 800-313-9443. We got on hold here Sheldon in Washington. Good morning, Sheldon, or good afternoon.
Good afternoon. I don't know how I missed you for the last year and a half, but interesting show. I'm going to have to make a note of this every Tuesday. I like your Aloha Akbar, but I have something to add, and I'm going to be off on a number of that. And that is, when women get to be whatever and make obviously a wrong decision, and I've heard this from more than one person, but again, I'm going to be off on the number, is And thank you for telling me that they could be one of the 72 virgins. Now, I've never heard that before.
It took years. It took several years to find that out. But go ahead, Sheldon.
Really? Well, then you're probably more correct, Ed. And I don't mean to be confrontational, but from what I've heard from many sources for a long time is, and yeah, this is kind of downheartening. You don't get 72 of anything. But if you're a woman and you got the different plumbing and you blow yourself up, what you get is you get to bring, the 14 just keeps banging around in my skull, but it's 12 to 14 or something. You get to choose however many and who of your family or whoever you want to come up there in their version of heaven. So say you blow yourself up and you don't like your mom, but you like all the other women and men in your family, you can just say, hey, I want, Josephus and John and Jose and Cheryl, and then poof, they're all there. That's what I've heard for a lot of times from a lot of different people. But anyway, excellent, excellent show, man. I'm going to keep listening. I'm sorry to make a rift in it. It's been so good. Have a good day.
Okay, thank you for the call, Sheldon. The call number is 800-313-9443. There was an imam, and I can't, there's thousands of imams, but one of them, it's been about 2 or 3 years ago, was telling the Muslim men that according to the Quran and the Hadith, that having farewell sex with your wife after she dies is perfectly okay. Of course, they have to be civilized about this. They can't be barbaric. You can only have sex with your deceased wife for a certain period of time. And then you no longer can have sex with your deceased wife. I was talking to a woman I know who her family, her and her husband own a funeral home business. I was telling her how I was going to get legislation before the Missouri legislature mandating by statute that all Missouri funeral homes have a special room set aside for the Muslim husbands to have sex with their recently deceased wives. And we should do that. We need to respect Islam, respect their culture, respect their traditions, and allow them to have sex with their recently deceased wives in a proper setting so that they can enjoy that final farewell with their deceased wife in a proper setting in the privacy of a funeral home by statute. Of course, there should be by statute. It should be a legal matter because majority of funeral homes in this country are owned by Christians. And they're not going to allow Muslim men to come into the funeral home and have sex with their deceased wives unless they're told to by the law. Of course, we may have some issues with other laws. We'd have to make exceptions. It is illegal, I believe, in all 50 states to have sex with a deceased person. But we can make an exception for the Muslims so that they can have their culture and have the religion the way they want to. Here's our break. Stay tuned.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
The weekend of June 24th, more than 40,000 ham radio operators across North America will head for the hills during their annual Field Day event. Field Day is ham radio's open house, where hams showcase the science, skill, and service ham radio brings to our communities. Ham radio is making, creating, communicating, and fun. Ham radio is for everyone, including you. Come visit a Field Day site near you. Learn more at arrl.org/fieldday.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read a few from Amazon.com. Dr. Sam Serino reviewed the Extendivite product. Good ingredients, feeling much better since taking product. It seems that the tablets work well. Once again, thank you for your product. My acid reflux has really improved thanks to the Extendivite. Together with my thumb joints, the pain is gone and I'm able to grip things much better. My friend has peripheral arterial disorder and their lower legs were hurting at a red color, but thankfully there has been a significant improvement. Kind regards, Janice. My husband feels a big difference using Extendivite. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Nutramedical's New True Silver is a new angstrom silver wrapped in hydrogen and with a liposomal enzymatic envelope to deliver to target tissues. It will kill all viruses, bacteria, parasites, and pathogens. It goes through the biofilm with an amazing new technology developed by Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com. You can get this amazing new nutraceutical, which is non-toxic for the eye, respiratory tract, or nose, or skin, at NutraMedical, NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, or our order line, 888-212-8871. This new technology releases the silver ion to stimulate not only killing pathogens, but stimulates tissue regeneration and stem cell activation. It is thousands of times stronger than any colloidal or ionic silver complex, and with its enzymatic liposomal envelope, delivers it to the target tissues with very small dosages.
The weekend of June 24th, more than 40,000 ham radio operators across North America will head for the hills during their annual Field Day event. Field Day is ham radio's open house, where hams showcase the science, skill, and service ham radio brings to our communities. Ham radio is making, creating, communicating, and fun. Ham radio is for everyone, including you. Come visit a Field Day site near you. Learn more at arrl.org/fieldday.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Somewhere, I know I'll find you somehow, and somehow I'll return again. And I've left behind the empty streets that once inspired my life. And the strength of the emotion is like thunder in the air. 'Cause the promise that...
All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Tuesday, the 20th of June. 20th of June. That was Moody Blues, by the way. When I was in college, they were huge nationwide. Very cutting-edge music at the time, quite unusual, very nice music. Anyway, this is John Moore sitting in for Mr. Stattmiller here on National on Republic Broadcasting National Intelligence Report. And we are taking your questions, calls, and comments at 800-313-9443. This matter of Syria is really spinning wildly out of control. When a soldier on foot or a military aircraft crosses an international border without the advice and consent of that country they're going into. That's an act of war. That's a very, very serious matter. It's an act of war. Syria is a sovereign state with an elected president. President Assad is an elected president. He's not a dictator. He was elected by the people. He had a nice life as an eye doctor in London. He didn't need this. His country was in trouble. His father was sick and about to die, and he asked his son to come back and run for president, which he did, and he got elected president. We have American airships, airplanes, warplanes, flying over sovereign territory of Syria. That's an act of war. We have American soldiers on the ground in Syria. That's an act of war. Now, the Russian aircraft are there with the advice consent of the Syrian government. They're allies. Russia has a deep water port in Syria. They're not about to give that up. They will not give it up. That is not negotiable. As part of Russia's national self-interest and national security to maintain that deep water port in Syria, they're not going to give that up. And the alliance they have with President Assad and the Syrian government is not going to go away either. We keep supporting the wrong sides. We do it over and over and over again. Since 2001, when these endless wars began, we keep getting involved in the wrong side. Now let's look at Afghanistan, for example. All the Al-Qaeda terrorists that were in Afghanistan would fit on two school buses with room left over. We go to war with an entire country because they're giving safe haven to a few dozen criminals, terrorists from Saudi Arabia. Excuse me. We all saw the photographs, the drawings, I should say, of the extensive tunnel networks built by the CIA, by the way, back in the 70s, where the headlines all said, Osama bin Laden's hiding in these tunnels, in these caves in Afghanistan. We got to get Osama bin Laden in the caves. That's why we went to war, right? To get Osama bin Laden, who's hiding in the caves. Was he in a cave in Afghanistan? No. He was in a very comfortable quarters, home, in Pakistan. Not in some remote village. Now, Pakistan has some pretty remote places. Very remote. But the town he was in was not just any town. It's the town where the Pakistani equivalent of West Point is located. And in fact, the compound where Osama bin Laden was living and where he was murdered was about two football fields away from the main gate of the Pakistani equivalent of West Point. Do you think the Pakistani intelligence services may have, as ISI, I believe they're called, you think they just might have known that Osama bin Laden was living 600 feet away from the main gate of the Pakistani West Point? You think they just might have known? Well, of course they did. Of course they did. And we're still at war in Afghanistan. The Taliban are not our enemy. They pose no threat to the national security of the United States, none whatsoever. In fact, the Taliban leadership was having barbecue, beef barbecue, by the way, at President Bush's home in Texas in 2001, negotiating a pipeline deal. The pipeline deal didn't work. Up until that point, they were our buddies. As long as we thought we would get the pipeline deal, there's probably some deals along with it to mine the mineral wealth of Afghanistan, which is considerable, more than $1 trillion worth of mineral wealth, by the way. We got a call on hold here. We got Joel in Wisconsin, I believe. Is it Wisconsin, Joel?
Yes.
Okay, what's on your mind, sir? Yes, sir.
You were talking about the evil Muslims and everything we hear in the news about them, right?
The 10%. The 10% that really believe what the Quran says. That's what the word radical means. You believe. If you're a radical Christian, it means you believe what the Bible says. If you're a radical Muslim, it means you believe what the Quran and the Hadith says. Go ahead.
Well, there's like three main religions out there. There's the Jews, there's the Muslims, and there's the Christians. And the largest two numbers are the Muslims and the Christians.
And while let's not leave out the Buddhists are right up there. There are a lot more Buddhists than there are Jews.
Okay, but we hardly hear about them, though. Oh, well, sure, there's a lot more, you know, Jews
lot,
are
on the other side of the planet. A lot more on the other side of the planet. But, yeah, most of Asia is Buddhist, and then, of course, India has the Hindus. The Hindus, there's nearly a billion Indians, and most of them are Hindu.
But of the three I mentioned, the smallest group, if it would be, it would behoove them to get the two bigger ones to fight each other, wouldn't it?
I don't know why it would. Why would it? How does that help? How does it help them?
If you're a smaller number and have less quantity in the first place, or influence in the second place, and you hated the other two or three, would it not be in your favor to get the other two fighting and killing each other off?
I don't know how that would benefit them.
Well, just in numbers itself, just like a blackbird will pick the head of a baby bluebird or a baby robin. It's some animals do that. And if you can take off some, you know, if you can eliminate some of your enemies, which are numbers.
Why would people who worship the same God you do, the Christians worship the same God the Jews do, the Christians consider the Torah to be a holy book in Christianity also. Why would they be enemies?
Excuse me. I don't think Jews believe in Christ.
Well, they don't believe. I believe Christ was a historical person, but they don't believe he's the Messiah.
Okay, but a Christian is supposed to believe that Jesus Christ is Lord, and if Jews don't believe that, then they don't worship the same God that the Christians do.
I have to disagree, sir. They just don't. They don't believe Jesus is the Messiah. I don't want to get into a lengthy discourse on theology, but I grew up. I spent part of my childhood in a 95% Jewish neighborhood, and when I was 12, all the 12-year-old Jewish boys were studying to learn how to read and speak Hebrew because their fathers were promising them Winchester lever action 30-30s if they passed their test to be able to read and speak Hebrew. And I wanted to become a Jew myself because I wanted a 30-30 in Winchester. Not that that would ever happen, but so they know Jesus to be a historical person. They just don't believe he's the Messiah. They think the Messiah is still yet to come. And of course, there's the Messianic Jews who keep the Jewish holidays and believe Jesus is the Messiah.
Okay. Well, let me put it this way. there's the Bible, there's the Talmud, and there's the Quran. And how many people have heard near as much about the Talmud as we have heard in the media about the Quran in the last?
Well, the Talmud was written by Jews who were in captivity in Babylon. It is not the Torah. The Torah
I know
is
that.
The well, you know that, but a lot of our listeners don't, sir. Yeah.
Okay. A lot of the Torah never heard of the Talmud.
Well, in this audience, it's going to be a higher percentage than most. But the Torah is the Old Testament. And one of the interesting things about the Torah, have you heard of the Bible Code, sir?
The Bible Code?
Yes.
Where they took it apart and did a study on it?
Well, that's close. The Torah, the original Hebrew version of the Torah, is basically a hologram. And we've had CIA cryptologists run the same programs against the Torah that they do. And anybody can do this now. You can buy your own program and run it yourself on your PC. And they find messages within the Torah using encryption, decryption programs that the CIA uses to decrypt. It's a fascinating area of study that is just really fascinating and interesting to look into. No other book that human beings have ever written they've been able to do this with, to decrypt the encrypted messages such as they have with the Torah.
Okay, but my point was that we've heard a lot of things about the Quran in the last 15 years, and we've heard very little about the Talmud, and our information comes from a certain branch of people that, in my opinion, you don't have to agree, have a would have an advantage if they could get the two fighting. We are fighting. Christians are fighting Muslims. You have to admit that, right?
Of course. That's every day. Every day.
So somebody put the Christians up to that. Would you agree with that? Because when you were growing up, you didn't think that the Muslims were your enemy, but now a great proportion of the United States does believe that the Muslims are their enemy.
Well, half a century. Right. I was in military intelligence school when the Six-Day War happened in 1967. In 1969, I was put on alert twice to invade the Middle East when I was in the 6th Special Forces Group. So, and I did classified studies on Muslims and Islam when I was in the U.S. Army Special Forces. That's half a century ago. So I've been aware of this a long time, sir.
Okay. Well, the public hasn't.
Of course not. Of course not.
Special forces are considered special for a special reason. Now, I'm just trying to make that point that we've heard many bad things about the Muslims in the last 15 years. And as a consequence, we have been at war with them for at least that long.
Now, since 2001, yeah, we're right at 15, 16 years here, aren't we?
Yeah.
17 years. 16 years. Yeah. 16 years.
And the American people... I don't think the American people decided to do that on their own. I think somebody has brainwashed
them. It was contrived.
Yes.
These wars in Iraq, and which has now become Syria, and Afghanistan, they were contrived out of whole cloth. There was no vital U.S. national security interest. Saddam Hussein, he was not a nice guy. You can't be a nice guy and be leader of one of those crazy countries over there. But as third world dictators go, he was not the worst. In fact, Iraq was the best place to be a Christian in the Middle East, far better than our ally Israel, far better than Saudi Arabia. In fact, the third in command of the entire country was a Christian in Iraq. How about that? I mean, who knows that?
Right.
And why do we go to war with them? I still don't know. He had nothing to do with 9/11/01. Nothing at all. There was a former Marine major, Scott Ritter. Major Ritter had free rein. He'd go any place in the country he chose to as a weapons inspector looking for weapons of mass destruction, nuclear weapons, and he found none. And he wrote a book about what he found, which was nothing. And his findings were well known at the highest levels of our government before that war began. There were no weapons of mass destruction. There were chemical weapons, and they all were stamped made in USA because Saddam was our ally against Iran. So, of course, he had weapons, and they came from us, made in USA, chemical weapons. That's a given.
Yes. Yet we went to war. The American public was convinced that Saddam Hussein was a bad guy, and I'm not saying he's a good guy, but he was no threat to me personally. And so we went to war, and we're still at it, and we spent trillions of dollars to do that, and nothing's better over there now.
It was far
worse. We
haven't
accomplished anything.
We have, Joel, and here's what we've accomplished. We've destabilized that entire part of the world. That's what we've accomplished. It's a complete destabilization of the Middle East. Saddam Hussein was a stabilizing factor. The jihadists did not like Saddam Hussein. There was no al-Qaeda in Iran under Saddam Hussein. He would not allow it. He would have arrested them and put them in jail. No jihadists allowed in Iran. Iraq. I keep saying, misspeaking myself. No jihadists in Iraq under Saddam Hussein. They were not allowed. Now al-Qaeda is very active in Iraq after Saddam is gone.
Yet we spent a lot of money that we didn't have. This United States had to borrow the money and to go over there and destabilize it and lose lives on both sides, on all sides, and maim people, and we're not any better off. And we're no closer to an end than we were then. And
Then here's the question that nobody can answer, Joel. How do you know when you won? We're fighting a philosophy. You know, we've all seen the photographs of the Japanese high command on the battleship Missouri signing the peace treaty, ending the war. Who are you going to sign a peace treaty with in this war against terrorism? There's nobody to sign a peace treaty with. How do you know when you've won? How can you know? You can't. There's no way to know.
It's a concept. It's an undeclared war on a concept.
How do you fight a concept? How do you know when you've won? How do you know when you've lost? You can't know any of those things when you're fighting a concept.
I agree with you.
Well, but we're in agreement.
We sure went into debt to do it. So let me ask you this way. Is our country better off or worse off now?
Joel, what? War is the most profitable human activity that there is. That's why we're doing this. There is no human activity more profitable than war. That's why we're doing it. It's making people incredibly rich, just like Vietnam did, just like World War II did. You know, what best is the attack on Pearl Harbor was not a secret. Franklin Roosevelt knew about it well in advance. We had no business in that war. There was no vital U.S. interest at stake, and we ally ourselves.
We borrowed money to do that one too.
And we ally ourselves with the most evil man on the planet, Joe Stalin, who was our ally in World War II. Here's our break. Everybody, hold on. We'll be right back.
No reason to get excited.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Okay, we are back with Jim We're back. J.R. Moore here, sitting in for Mr. Stat Miller on Tuesday, the 20th of June. Joel, do you have a wrap-up comment? Because we do have other callers on hold, sir.
I sure do. I'll make it real quick. Of the three main religions that I mentioned, the great power Christian United States is going broke to bomb and kill and maim and destabilize the Muslims, and the one nation or group of that's not being harmed in any way is, can I say the word, Jews? That's my
point. Israel is the country, right?
Yeah,
right.
Israel is the country. Jews is their alleged religion. Okay, that's all I wanted to say.
Okay, well, thank you for the call, sir. We appreciate it. Next, we go to my friend Rob in Chicago. Rob, how you been? I haven't talked to you for quite a while.
I know, John. It's been way too long. This thing called work got in the way of trying to be
able
to...
It's funny how that happens. Yeah, this thing called work. You know, what's on your mind, sir?
Yes, actually, I have a comment about what you were saying. How do you know when you won the war? Well, when you know you've won the war, when you are allowed to go in and start these wars with no proof, no physical attacks by them on our country, and it proves that the mind control and propaganda war has been won. Our country stands back. Our people stand down. They do nothing at all to rage on Washington because they're too busy enjoying all their little TV and widgets on their phone and all that stuff. Life has not gotten difficult for anybody here yet. Yeah. Very close.
Okay. Well, that's certainly one way to look at it. And a lot of people are living a life pretty much in the dark. They don't know what's really going on or why, do they, Rob?
No. And that's by design, obviously. Like, you know, you've been discussing stuff. And you know, it's like the wars in the Middle East are all just bankers' wars, and, you know, they're controlled by the elite and directing us to do things. You know, unfortunately, you know, most of us now, like you and me and others like us, we want to cut the puppet strings, and they don't want us to do that. They keep retying them.
So, right,
you know,
right.
And we're at a great challenge right now, and I'm sure you both feel the same way. Where the tug of war for control of this country, you know, people that actually look objectively at what's happening with the Trump administration versus the attacks on Syria, et cetera, they keep coming out of, he'll say one thing and then all of a sudden something else is happening. And that's making quite obvious that the deep state CIA control of the military is very rogue. And very dangerous right now.
It is. Rob, so, thank you for the call. We got our top of the hour break.
All right, John,
appreciate
take
the call.
Care.
We have the caller on hold. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited. So take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.